From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe's president surprises by not resigning. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe faces the possibility of impeachment after a noon Monday deadline for his resignation passed. In a televised address Sunday, the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe made no mention of resignation, even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader following last week's military takeover. He announced his intention to preside over a party meeting next month.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment. So what will be required is a constitutional process to terminate his presidency, which will either be a vote of no confidence in the form of an impeachment, or he himself for resigning, or a declaration in terms of the constitution that is no longer fit and capable to run the country.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. German Chancellor Angela Merkel vowed early Monday to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those talks on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections. Ms. Merkel acknowledged her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude the talks successfully. This is VOA News. China said it has the backing of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and Bangladesh for its plan to resolve the mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from Western Myanmar. Foreign Minister Wang Yi presented a three-phase plan, including a ceasefire, a bilateral diplomatic solution, followed by a long-term solution, including poverty alleviation. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled a Myanmar crackdown since August. Around 100 of Catalonia's firefighters shouting freedom for political prisoners gathered on Monday in Barcelona to protest against Article 155, which allowed the Spanish government to apply direct rule on the northeastern region and also to call for the release of imprisoned activists. Raquel Santiago was one of the protesting firefighters.
Lots of people in the society has been called to declare because they were defending a school or a bullet box on October the 1st, as you remember those terrible images of the Spanish police officers kicking people with their batons and you know what I'm talking about. So lots of people, among them four firefighters, have been called to declare, and they've been accused of calling for violence when we were exactly doing the opposite.
The firefighters used their yellow and black helmets to form the shape of a huge yellow ribbon on the ground. The yellow ribbon has become the symbol for solidarity with Catalan officials and activists, held while an investigation takes place into their role in the October 27th Declaration of Independence. In Kenya,
as a consequence, the presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
Kenya's Supreme Court President David Maraga, after Kenya's highest judicial body denied two challenges to the outcome of last month's election. As a result, the victory for Uhuru Kenyatta has been confirmed. Kenyatta's lawyer is Ahmed Nasir Abdullahi.
They should have given this judgment on 1st of September, as we say. Yes. But I think it's good for the country now that this phase will come to an end. And, the agitation, the tension about the election, and all this now is over.
Sunday clashes erupted in the Nairobi slum after several bodies were found amid political tensions. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.